It is 22nd of May. The number of irretrievable losses of the Russian army, according to the official data of the Ukrainian General Staff, exceeded 200,000 people. Western sources are little more cautious and estimate the number of dead Russians at 100,000 people. In any case, the losses are enormous, especially considering that in exchange for tens of thousands of dead, hundreds of thousands of wounded, the destroyed economy and the finally entrenched image of a terrorist country, Russia gained control over the ruins of several towns in eastern Ukraine, and that's all. For any normal person, this exchange is unequal. But Russia has never been ruled by normal persons. Russia has always or almost always been ruled by war-obsessed maniacs who spared neither strangers nor way out. Let me just remind you that the revolution of 1905 in Russia began with the fact that the sailors on one of the main ships of the Tsarist fleet were given wormy meat for dinner, and they rebelled in response. And this is strange. For centuries, soldiers and sailors were fed with anything, but they didn't complain. But once something went wrong and the whole system fell apart, any person, and especially a soldier, for the Soviet and current Russian authorities is just a consumable. This is very clearly seen in the equipment of the soldiers participating in the assaults on Ukrainian positions. Often those Russians who go in the first waves of the offensive do not have bulletproof vests. Their commanders understand that the chances of surviving for these fighters are minimal and do not consider it necessary to lose expensive armor along with people. Russia is waging a war in which it has set itself the goal of destroying the Ukrainian people, while it also does not feel sorry for its own people at all. And the Russians are ready to die for absolutely insane geopolitical mirages of their rulers, without bulletproof vests, without modern first aid kits, without adequate protection. And so it has always been. The disdainful attitude of the authorities toward people is especially well seen in the example of military equipment, which has riveted in thousands of copies without any regard for the comfort of those who will operate or ride this equipment. There are still many Soviet tanks and armored vehicles left in the Ukrainian army, so I can judge the nightmare of this equipment from my own experience. When a year ago I climbed into a Soviet armored personnel carrier for the first time, it turned out that I could not get into it in a helmet and body armor. They must be removed, thrown inside, and then climb yourself through a narrow hatch. I tore my uniform and badly scratched my hands while climbing into and out of the armored personnel carrier. Its creators simply did not think about how comfortable it would be for those who ride in it. The main Soviet armored vehicle, the BMP, which still remains the main one among the Russians, is a triumph of disregard for people. The volume of its engine is 16 liters. At the same time, the engine resource is only about 2,000 miles. Just 2,000 miles. As conceived by the creators, the armored vehicle does not need to go any farther. It will either burn out in the first attack or victoriously drive from the western border of the USSR to the coast of the English Channel, subduing along the way the European countries. In any case, 2,000 miles of resource is more than enough, and believe me, the Russians would definitely try to rush to Europe on their BMPs if Ukrainian soldiers had not stood in their way.